بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد،
So if anyone tells me or asks me to give in one word, if you say I am whatever you are, right? You say, well, tell me, what do I need to succeed? Tell me that in one word. Not one line, not a speech, one single word. That word would be differentiate. Now you might say, why differentiate? Because differentiation creates brand. Let me give you an example. If you go to ShopRite, right, or you go to Big Y or whatever, and you need toothpaste. So you're going to buy toothpaste. Now, I'm not saying usually you will go to the shelf and pick it up, but assume that you are asking somebody, what will you ask them? You're going there to buy toothpaste. What will you ask them? The brand, right? You won't say, give me toothpaste. If you say, give me toothpaste, what is the sure question you are going to get from that side? Brand, which toothpaste? I mean, there are 20 different brands, which one? Why differentiate? Because differentiation creates brand. Brand inspires loyalty, and loyalty enables influence. Without brand, you are a grain of rice in a sack. You are still rice, but you are one grain in a sack. Nobody knows you exist. Nobody cares you exist. Whether you are there or you are not there makes no difference to nobody. That's not a good way of living. How to change that? Differentiate. What is it that makes you unique in a positive way? I mean, it's possible to become unique in a freaked out way. That's no good to anybody. I'm talking about positive way. Something which is useful to somebody. What difference do you make? To whom? And that's the whole power of the brand. That's the whole power of differentiation. My question to you is this. If I asked you to define brand Muslim, what would you say? What sets us apart? If you talk to non-Muslims and you say to them, if I say to you the word Muslim, what are the images you are seeing in your mind? Please notice, I'm not saying they are positive or negative. I'm just asking you. I'm not saying the images are bad. I'm not saying they are good. I don't know. I'm asking you. Think about that. If I say the word Muslim, what are the pictures that are popping up in their brains? Because that is your brand. That is my brand. What do you think happens to this brand Muslim when you park your car in somebody else's driveway? Huh? We heard that announcement yesterday in Jummah. So please, the reason I'm saying this is, of course, because yesterday we heard that. But I'm just saying that please understand, when we say brand, everything makes a difference. Every word I speak is announcing my brand. Every action of my life, no matter how small or big, is announcing my brand. Every way, every instance where I deal with somebody, whoever that somebody is announcing my brand. What my car looks like is announcing my brand. Whether my shoes are shined or not, whether they are shining or not, announces my brand. Whether my clothes, not how expensive they are, whether they are clean, whether they are ironed, is announcing my brand. Every single thing is announcing my brand. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Yara, Allah said, he will show you everything you did from the smallest to the largest, even if it is something like an atom, as small as that, because that is brand Muslim. Now imagine, so from brand Muslim, My question to you is, what is your personal brand? Please write down. You know why Coca-Cola is called the, I don't know exactly now which one, but Coca-Cola used to be, or maybe it still is, the most valuable brand in the world. Yes? Why? Why is colored sugar water, because that's all it is, the most valuable brand in the world, something that does zero benefit to anybody, actually harmful, excellent toilet cleaner, incidentally. Empty a can of Coke in your toilet, leave it overnight, flush it, toilet is shining. Yeah, seriously, that's a good way of using Coke, right? Because they stand for something. And that something is appreciated by the world. We in Islam have something which is genuinely beneficial. You're not selling colored water, you are selling something which is genuinely beneficial. So how come we don't have that brand? Because my submission to is, it's the way we present it. When we are talking Islam, the person is not thinking Islamic theology, he is thinking Yavar Beg. Simple as that. Please understand this. If I am talking to somebody about Islam, he is not thinking Islamic theology. He is looking at me. He is looking at you. He doesn't care what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. He cares what you do. Only if we represent Islam in a positive way, then people will get interested, and then we talk about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we talk about the Sahaba, we talk about the Quran, we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people are interested, they are willing to listen. If we start from creating a block because of the way we behave, because of the way we treat people, because of the way we speak, because of the way we do things, then believe me, the rest of it, people are not even listening. Forget about being convinced. Forget about believing that we are the best people in the world. No. None of that. I was speaking at the Islamic Council function last week, and a question I asked them was, I said, think about this, that tomorrow morning, if the world wakes up and there are no Muslims, nobody, there is no Muslim face in the world, there is no sign of Islam, every masjid, every madrasa, every single thing has disappeared, Islam and Muslims do not exist. They wake up in the morning tomorrow and they find this situation. What do you think people will say or do? So I said, three possibilities. One, people will say, oh my God, what happened? Where did they go? These were beautiful people. Bring them back. Second situation, they will say, oh my God, thank God. They are gone. My prayers have been answered. Third possibility, they will say, where is my brother Salahuddin? So he said, no, forget Salahuddin. What about Islam? He said, I don't care about Islam. Forget Islam. But you know, Salahuddin, he's my friend. And I'm very sorry he's not there. Where is Hashmat Khan? He said, what about Islam? Forget Islam, I'm not interested. No, where is Hashmat Khan? Hashmat Khan is my friend. I miss Hashmat Khan. But Islam, yeah, that's okay. Who cares? Which one of these three things do you think we will see? Believe me, whichever it is, we are responsible. It's in our hands. The picture we present to the world is not the picture of Islam as a theology. It is not the picture of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. It is your picture, it is my picture. That is the first screen, that is the first filter. If the sight of the person goes through me, then they are interested in Islam, they are interested in the Seerah, in the Sunnah, and so on and so forth. If my picture, if my face is blinding them, if my face is blocking them, then they are not interested in anything else. That is what is in our hands. Remember, this is how powerful you are. This is how powerful each and every single one of you is. You can truly, truly make a huge difference to brand Muslim in the world. And that's why I say, what was the brand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Right? We have every Monday we have a class after Isha which talks about this. Please come. It's called Applied Seerah. That class we don't talk about the Seerah in a chronological sequence. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born at this time and so on and so forth. We don't talk about that. We talk about the actual lessons from the Seerah. What can I learn? How can I apply? That's why I call it Applied Seerah. That's every Monday after Salatul Isha. 7:30 is Isha, and after that we have the class. Do come. And I'm saying, what was the brand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what would change for us if that becomes our brand? You know, think about this. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, he announced his nubuwwat in Makkah. And at that time, when he announced his nubuwwat in Makkah, the Muslims were the most oppressed, least influential, most disliked, most oppressed community in the place. Yes? They had no power, the people were murdering them and torturing them and so on, and they couldn't even defend themselves. But in that same one generation, the generation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the same generation as Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, when you had the futuhat, you had the conquest, you had the battle of Qadsiyya, and you had Iraq, and you had Syria, and you had Iran, and so on and so forth. Same one generation. The Muslims went from being the lowest to being the highest. How? What was the so-called great secret? The great secret is, it is not a secret. They just practiced Islam. They followed the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Every one of the Sahaba tried to be as close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as possible. He tried to mold his life, and she tried to mold her life on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as possible. That's it. That is it. And they went from here to there. The reason I'm saying that is, it is the same Prophet. It is the same life. It is the same seerah. It is the same example. So it's no secret. If you want to become the most beloved, the most influential people in the world, do what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. And the good news is that his life is without a doubt. I read history. I majored in history. I read history. I love history. And I've read dozens of books. And I can tell you with complete authority, there is no life of any other human being which is as well documented as the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And usually in my seerah class, I ask people this question. I said, think of the person you love the most. Whoever it is, right? Your child, your parent, your spouse, or whoever, your friend. And then tell me, how does that person clip their nails? In what order? Which finger first? You can't tell me. I can guarantee you cannot tell me. The only way you will tell me is if your friend, your father, whoever is a Muslim, and if they are following the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you will say it starts with this right hand index finger. But do you know that? You don't know that. You are saying that. If I ask you, this person you love so much, what is, describe for me the sole of their foot, the underside of their foot, how is it? I guarantee you, you cannot describe that. It is described for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I say, how many white hair is there in the beard of your friend, your father, your brother, whoever you love so much, how many white hairs are there in his beard and in his head? I bet you don't know that. For Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is described. That is how close the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was observed and described, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused that to be preserved so that we know that today, 14 centuries later. So what excuse do we have of not following the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Certainly the excuse cannot be, I did not know. That's not an excuse, because we know. And the benefit of following is, you will become the most beloved person in your circle, the most influential person in your circle. Now you tell me, are you allergic to that? You got a problem with that? You got a problem with having friends? You got a problem with being influential? You got a problem with people looking up to you as a role model? That's how beautiful it is. You know, the best thing I love about Islam is Islam gives you the cake and you can eat it too. In English, there's a saying, you can have your cake or you can eat it. You can't do both. In Islam, you can do both. Because in Islam, Islam gives you the beauty of this dunya as well as Jannah together. If you are a Muslim and you practice Islam, you can be wealthy, you can be influential, you can live a beautiful life in this dunya, and you will also have Jannah as a result of that. Islam does not say you need to suffer in this dunya if you want the akhirah. No. You don't need to suffer. You just need to follow what Allah told us to do. And to do that completely, not selectively.
وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.